So, Michael, when you went to go see your next show, which was Merrily We Roll Along at the Astoria Performing Arts Center, did you feel like Lily in Carnival, where you took two buses and a train?
It's actually quite easy to get to. Just the N.
Just the N.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great tip there. Just the N.
If you're near the N. And yeah, it's not that far a walk, and it's a very lovely neighborhood. I had seen a wonderful production of Children of Eden there some years ago. I saw another production of, they also did a year or two later, they did The Secret Garden, which wasn't quite at the same level, but was also, you know, a nice solid production. And last year, many people reported that they did a truly excellent Allegro that was...
It was good. I saw it.
You did? Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So you were probably one of the people who reported that. But I have to, unfortunately, Merrily, I don't know if it was the director or whatever, it was really not very good at all. A not very good production of a very troubled show, and one that needs, I think, top-notch talent to get it to work. But for the record, I've had problems with many, many productions of it, especially in the rewritten version, which overall I do not think is an improvement on the original. So they, I admit that it's very challenging, but that said, I think maybe they could have picked something else and they didn't do a very good job. But again, three people shown through, despite everything: Lily Ann Carlson as Gussie, Greg Horton as Joe Josephson, and Rachel Rhodes DV as Beth Spencer. So kudos to them. I mean, really, excellent job, great singing. Oh, one of the main problems with the show was, I don't know if it was a sub, they had had the worst trumpet playing I've ever heard in my life. Nothing but clams, one after another. Yeah. And it was only about a 5-piece band anyway, so that person really had to try to carry the load, and unfortunately he was unable to. It was very painful. And I don't know how you feel about the rewrites, Peter, but one thing I wish, I don't like the new beginning. I do prefer the framing device of the graduation ceremonies. But if they're going to do the new version, which is the only one that's licensed now, I wish that people would realize that I think what you really have to do is, for the opening number, you have to have some joy in the cast. They can't do it very earnestly and darkly, which is how it seems to me I've seen it several times. I mean, the show is challenging enough as it is in Act One, and I think you have to pull people in rather than have them be like, what is going on? Why are these people singing to this man, with these dour expressions on their faces, and as if it's trying to telegraph that his entire life is going to be a fraud. You know, I just wish that decision would not be made by everyone who does it now.
I think there's something to be said for that. And yet I will say that at that same 47th Street Theater that you were just at, I saw a production once there that I thought was very smart, because at the beginning of the show, you heard the wind whistling and roaring, and Franklin Shepard was at the very lip of the stage looking down, and you got the impression he was high up in a building and he was about to commit suicide.
Mm.
Again, you cannot change a word when you license a show, but you are allowed interpretations, and I thought this was a very smart one. And therefore, he was looking back on his life, just before he committed suicide. So I thought that was really, really smart. But of course, that gets it off to the same type of door start you're talking about. So I also maintain, and nobody will ever be able to prove me right or wrong on this, that if Merrily We Roll Along had been a conventional, had made conventional decisions about its run originally, meaning that if it ran 193 performances and stayed around, and Harold Prince would make statements saying, we're going to fight, we're building, all that kind of stuff, that the show would not be as popular today. It would have just been one of those also-rans. But the idea that they closed it after 16 performances has intrigued so many directors, saying, I can fix it. I can do it. You know, and I really believe that's one of the reasons why it's reasonably popular in the stock and community market. And I'm glad it is. You know, I mean, I it's a show I'm very, very fond of, probably because I saw the first preview of the final performance. That was it for the original production for me. I know there was a group of people, some of whom may even be our listeners, who used to go every week at the same performance. I think it was Monday. I think they were playing Mondays. And that they actually got T-shirts that said audience members printed on them, because there was a T-shirt motif in the original production, at least for a while, where best friend, you know, that type of thing. And most wittily, the waiters had unemployed actor on their T-shirts. You know? So, going to the first preview where everybody was all those kids were cocky as hell, you know, Stephen Halprick picked me, you know, and then at the end, you know, the final performance where they were so shell-shocked that the thing they'd been talking about for a year and a half was suddenly over was really quite a thing. But I really think it was very smart to close it quickly. You don't want us? Fine. We'll leave. We'll leave. Goodbye. You know.
You've said that before, and I completely agree with you. I mean, of course, the main reason is the score is most of the score is so wonderful that you know, that's the but yes, that just added to the legend. And unfortunately, I've always said that I think they misidentified the problems of the original. I think and I think they were primarily in production, not in the writing. Uh-huh. But they did all these rewrites to try to fix it that way, and to me, almost all of them are for the worse. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunate, but the score is well. We still have the original cast album, which
plenty others
they recorded on the day they closed, wasn't it?
The day after
they closed. Sure. Yeah, I guess the day after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw Merrily. We've talked about this before. I saw it in London at I think the Meunier. I'm not sure it was in like 2000 or so. It was really good. I really loved it. But there's not been
Recent one I saw in, you know, they cinecast it, the one that and that got a lot of people loved it. I thought that had some of the same issues, including the opening. I think you have to really try to get joy and happiness into it. And that is one thing that the original does, definitely, in terms of the chorus, the way the chorus is responding during Franklin's speech, kind of ignoring him and just saying, oh, you know, life is going to be great. And this is what we, you know, this is what we think. And this is how we feel. So whatever.
I know there hasn't been a revival on Broadway since 81, but has it been a great New York production that you guys can think of?
I mean, the Yonkos production.
Yeah, I thought overall that was very good. The rewrite at the end was intriguing, but I'm not sure if it worked 100%. But that I would say that's the best production I've ever seen since the original, yes.
All right, let's move forward, Michael.